when you strike out in real life, you can always try Craigslist Missed Connections.
I feel like I should go first.
Okay.
Techie lady, looking for love, woman for man. You're tall, smart, lanky, and nerd-like in every way.
Oh, okay.
Me, I'm a late 20-ish IT professional who's looking for that fellow tech nut to talk about operating systems.
Okay.
Mainly Linux and Solaris databases. Primarily Oracle and Mystical.
This is some nerd talk right now.
I have no idea if I'm pronouncing any of these right.
Okay.
I'm trying to embody the role as much as possible. Perl and shell scripting.
Okay.
That's you. I can't tell how many times I've been at work and you'll start talking about compiling source code or using RPM to install a package on Linux, and all I can do is think about how bad I'd like to roll back your segments.
Okay.
Little dirty talk for all the database analysts on Craigslist. Hey.
I'm not a database analyst, though. I don't necessarily get that flirtation.
This is not for you, Ben. Oh, this is not for you.
Understood.
But since I'm not supposed to poop where I eat, I'm forced to turn to Craigslist for love.
Oh, no.
I know what the finger command does, and I'm not ashamed to use it. Again, probably a tech term really not familiar with. Give me a try. I think you'll find that my Perl-scripted automated online backups aren't the only thing hot about me.
Oh, wow.
By the way, I am super cute. I am in shape. Lots of fun. Have a reliable car. And I am really a woman. In case you're wondering.
I guess you just had to make sure, you know?
Yeah. All right. I know. Wow. Okay, there you go.
Man, there is a small portion of our audience, I feel, that really, really...
Well, searching for common interests.
Picked up on what she was putting down.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. It's...
Craigslist Missed Connections.
Now, sometimes you just have a specific type in mind, right?
Yeah.
So I think this is what this guy's looking for. Man for woman. One bedroom apartment plus boyfriend.
Oh, okay. Well, this could be a win-win situation.
I'm thinking. I have a sunny one bedroom apartment. I also have really cute legs.
I didn't waste any time.
This will make sense in a second.
Okay, good, good, good.
I decided this place was feeling just too big, so I thought I would look for a roommate. And then, I remember, I was also looking for a girlfriend, too. So, why don't I just throw all my eggs in one basket and go for the whole shebang?
Why not?
This might sound nuts, but I bet there's some lovely woman out there saying to herself, man, I wish I could find me a good man with a full-size refrigerator and new tile in the bathroom.
I don't think he's wrong. I really don't.
So here's the deal. You have a great smile and a heart of gold. And you also need to have curtain rods and hopefully a good floor lamp. I'm 35, physically fit, have a good job, and the apartment has a living room and a good-sized kitchen. I have an unusually high IQ, interesting sense of humor, and there is plenty of cabinet space in the pantry and good water pressure in the shower head.
Wow, that is so much woven in together, like the apartment and him, and the apartment and him. That's great.
He continues. Mm-hmm. I'm looking for someone who is sweet and honest and earnest like me, and who likes to have presents made for her and her pillow fluffed, and also wouldn't mind making me a ham sandwich now and again.
Wait a second. He's going to fluff her pillow like, you know, hotel service, and then get in the kitchen and make me a sandwich.
Not because she has to.
Okay, good, good. Thanks for clarifying.
But because she loves me like I love her.
Oh.
Which is why I would sit there and hold her hand while she cried for an hour about something that made absolutely no sense. And then I would get up and make her a ham sandwich.
Oh, wow. I mean, he's checking off all the boxes.
Then I would fix the water heater.
Oh, wow.
Because I love her. Anyway, the apartment is close to shops, and my best qualities are my exuberance for life, one-of-a-kind personality, and kindness and compassion for others. Oh, upon completion of a successful interview, please be prepared to provide a nominal deposit and some hanky-panky. Utilities included. All right.
Oh, my God.
Hey, you know what? Listen, with the housing market the way it is, I mean, this may not be a bad offer.
No, I don't think this is too far off base. I really don't. I think it's worth at least an interview, I would call.
All right. So, you know, whether you're shooting your techie nerd shot or looking for that roommate that could also be a girlfriend.
Oh, my God. What a two-for-one deal. I love it.
I know. It can only mean...